Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
American delegation in Ukraine.
We had an opportunity to demonstrate our strong support.
Supreme Court considers school prayer
a threat to church-state separation.
11th hour bid to stop Texas execution.
If they go through with it, they'll be killing an innocent woman.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Two key American officials in Ukraine, a show of support for a country struggling to withstand a Russian invasion. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Our focus in the meeting was to talk about those things that would enable us to win the current fight and also build for tomorrow.
CBS's Chris Livesay is in the capital, Kyiv.
After a hushed meeting in Ukraine's capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this morning in Poland that Ukraine is succeeding.
Russia continues to try to brutalize parts of the country, but Ukrainians are standing up, they're standing strong, and they're doing that with the support that we have coordinated from literally around the world.
Support Ukraine has been begging for as Russia now aims to pummel into submission Ukraine's east as well as the south, launching at least six cruise missiles into the Black Sea port city of Odessa over this Orthodox Easter weekend. A strike on an apartment building killed eight people, including a mother and her three-month-old, city officials say. The father comes to save what memories are left. She was a great mother, friend, with all the best qualities, Yuri says. My world died, killed by a Russian missile.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. British defense officials say the Russian siege of the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol has left many Russian units there exhausted, while also keeping them from deploying to eastern Ukraine, where the Russian offensive seems to be slowing. They also suggest Russian defense officials are increasingly desperate to hide the true scale of Russia's losses from the public.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on what the U.S. is offering Ukraine.
During the trip, the leaders announced that the U.S. embassy in Kyiv is going to reopen in the coming weeks and that U.S. diplomats are actually going to start making day trips into the country next week, starting in Lviv in the west. So business back to something like usual.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears the case former high school football coach Joseph Kennedy brought against the school district in Bremerton, Washington. He would kneel in prayer at the 50-yard line after games, with players joining in. The district told him to stop and do it privately instead.
I had to choose between my job and my faith. And nobody in America should have to face that kind of decision.
Rachel Leiser is president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Multiple parents came forward and said, my student felt pressure to pray to play. My student felt pressure to pray to feel part of the team. My student felt so awkward when this was taking place.
In Texas, the State Board of Pardons is today weighing the case of Melissa Lucio.
Free Melissa Lucio!
Free Melissa Lucio!
She is set to be put to death on Wednesday. The 52-year-old woman was convicted in the death of one of her 14 children in 2007. Her lawyer, Tivon Shardle, says new evidence proves the two-year-old girl fell down a staircase and wasn't the victim of child abuse, as prosecutors alleged.
It's very common to be mistaken for abuse if you don't look for the signs.
Lucio's case has drawn the attention of the likes of Kim Kardashian, Amanda Knox, and many state lawmakers in both parties, including Republican Representative Jeff Leach.
As a conservative Republican myself, who has long been a supporter of the death penalty in the most heinous cases, I have never seen a more troubling case than the case of Melissa Lucio.
Well, French President Emmanuel Macron has won re-election to a second term. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says he held off the far-right challenger Marine Le Pen.
This election showed how deeply divided France is today. Macron will have his work cut out for him, trying to reunite the French. He knows that many of those who voted for him did so to block Le Pen. But both the far-right and far-left did well in this election, and they will work hard to take seats in parliamentary elections in June.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Jury selection beginning today in Washington in one of the high-profile trials in the wake of the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Thomas Webster was a former New York City police officer, once assigned to the detail of a former mayor. He's charged with assaulting police at the Capitol January 6th with a barricade and while carrying a flagpole. Prosecutors are expected to show jurors body camera video of that confrontation. Webster is expected to argue self-defense against a police officer he claims was overstepping.
It's sentencing day for an Air Force Major General who was convicted Saturday in a sex abuse case involving a civilian woman. William Cooley was convicted on one of three counts in Ohio. He could face up to 7 years in prison. New Mexico's governor has signed emergency declarations as 20 wildfires burn in the state. Two of them roared together to form the largest one, leading to evacuations in two counties. A retired fire chief was killed in a Nebraska wildfire that injured 15 other firefighters. In Philadelphia, a house fire killed an adult and three children early yesterday, prompting a teacher to go to the scene.
They are our babies, and on a Sunday, we are here with the family, partnering with them to make sure that anything is needed, they receive.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams mourns the death of 31-year-old firefighter Timothy Klein, who died when a ceiling collapsed in a Brooklyn house fire.
Timothy lost his life doing the job that we ask of him every day. And his fellow colleagues.
Another person there also died. Overseas, as many as 100 people were killed in a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southeastern Nigeria. Two suspects are being sought in connection with the explosion. The New York Times reports Twitter's board negotiated into the early morning hours with Tesla CEO Elon Musk. He's looking to buy the platform. Last week, Musk indicated he'd lined up more than $46 billion in financing to pull off the deal.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Will inflation keep people home this summer?
The Bankrate.com survey says 7 in 10 people are reconsidering their summer vacation plans. Senior industry analyst Ted Rossman.
A lot of people are cutting back because they're spending so much more for gas, groceries, housing, and other things.
Rossman says 1 in 4 people say that means fewer trips. Just under that amount say they'll look for cheaper activities, accommodations, and destinations.
Staycations are also a big trend.
Beaches are the top destination. Peter King, CBS News.
The Boston Globe reports on a dream home that became a nightmare. A family won $4.9 million in a lawsuit against a Massachusetts country club. Their home, right along the golf course's 15th hole, was continually pummeled by golf balls. The club wants a higher court to take a swing at it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.